We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jill Schlesinger is with us from Jill on Money. Weekends 4 until 6 here on WBEN, and all eyes on the Fed, Jill.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of breaking news. I was just listening to your interview about the strike, and I think that the Fed might not mention the strike per se, but I do think the Fed might chat a bit about this huge spike in oil prices that we're seeing this morning after the attacks on the Saudi oil supply. Basically, has wiped out the world's spare capacity. And so I think we're going to see a rise in oil prices that could, if this persists, translate into higher prices at the pump. The Fed's going to be keeping an eye on that, but they're probably not going to react to that. Just I suspect we might get some questions about it either in the press conference or during their statement. The big expectation is for a quarter point cut in interest rates, and that would be the second time this year. And this is predicated on the idea that the economy has started to slow down here in the United States following the rest of the world. And it'll be very interesting to see how the Fed Chair Powell describes the economy more than anything else, because the rate cut is pretty much baked in the cake.
Hey, you mentioned that oil. How long does it typically take for something to trickle down to the pump where we see that impact?
I always laugh about this because whenever it's the other way, where it's like prices should be falling really quickly, mm-hmm. doesn't seem to happen as quickly as on the way up. So if you are a pessimistic person, you might suspect that, you know, literally in a couple of weeks, you might see some higher prices at the pumps. There could be some that are trying to take advantage of the news cycle just to jam you up a little bit. But hopefully that won't occur. I think, though, that this is a really interesting time because for crude oil and prices overall, things have been pretty tepid. This is the first spike of this nature that we've seen. It's probably the biggest one-day spike that we've seen in a couple decades. When I woke up in the middle of the night, prices were 20% higher in the crude oil market, now up about 8%. That will come through. Remember, for a gallon of gas, about two-thirds of the price of that gallon of gas comes from the price of crude oil.
All right. And, you know, it always seems with gas prices, they are so quick to go up mm-hmm. and so slow to come down.
I know. But you know what? It's funny because we always – that is true, and there's definitely evidence of that. But I will also note that whenever the price goes up and we say – people like me say, oh, it's temporary. Everyone's like, no, it feels more. But – oil prices have been pretty consistent over the past couple of years, actually, in the sort of $45 to $60 range. And we should note that actually, when you look at overall inflation, overall prices, pretty tepid as long as you're kind of comparing everything you buy in the economy, not just a few things.
All right. What else are you watching this morning? Are the markets still in this state of up and down and up and down, kind of a weird steady rise, but day to day, you know, in flux?
Well, definitely today is a bit of a little shocking kind of selling going on because of the oil. And I think there's two things going on. Oil prices going up, concern about what's going to happen with the oil market. But also when the president says, I'm locked and loaded, and we all think that this is about Iran, that can really make investors jittery. That said, very funny thing happened last week. I'm on the air with somebody and they said, you know, oh, the markets and the volatility and it's so terrible. You know, are we down on the year? And I thought that was funny because don't confuse the ups and downs with where we stand. Right now, the Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, they are all within like less than 1% of their all-time highs. The S&P 500 is up 20% this year. So we don't want to lose sight of the big picture. The ups and downs can be kind of nauseating, but if you stick to your game plan, your stock position should be doing pretty well this year.
Yeah, you're right. It is easy to lose track of the big picture. The with GM workers on strike as of this morning, what about the impact of strikes? I mean, are there always winners and losers?
Well, usually it's the losers or the people who are on strike, let's be honest, because, you know, they're going to get strike pay, which is kind of, you know, peanuts. I think that the problem when we look at the overall context of what's going on in the automotive industry is that, you know, GM management's going to say, hey, look, business is slowing down. Yes, we made a lot of money in those times, but that we needed that money to pump back into the business and invest in alternative and electric and self-driving. And, you know, that's where we have a responsibility to our shareholders. This is when I sort of remind everyone that business roundtable announcement that, hey, we're going to talk about our community and our shareholders and everyone's going to have a stake in this. And it's baloney. Because really what they do is they, 10 years, guess what? The workers have taken it on the chin. So this is a good chance for a company to stand up and say, yeah, you know what? We have been pretty profitable over the last decade, and we should give a bigger portion to our workers.
All right. Jill, thanks so much for the time. As always, it's Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. Listen for her here every single weekend and Monday joining us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.